you've been able to build all of these stories that you have about, especially in high school, and your excitement about getting that key for the lab. That's something that you can't really teach to someone, right? That was innate in you. So what sorts of things did you learn along your career path that you thought were particularly helpful for you in moving forward? Let's say when you had, again, back at that job you had at NASA and you were reading all of these thousands of abstracts, why do you think you were good at that job?
According to my coworkers and boss, I wasn't actually the best at that job. It required a lot of detailed work to go back and see that everything was typed correctly and keyworded correctly. But the part that I was good at was really reading quickly and able to pull out the key information. And so that was one of the skills that I had. And it's still today when I read to satisfy myself and not to gratify the writer that I'm going to appreciate every word and sentence and phrase. I'm looking to get, I'd say quickly, as much of the information as I can out of that publication. I'm reading a lot of biographies right now, mostly of science people, because I'm still very interested in science, doing that same kind of thing. Reading fast, grabbing the keywords, and keeping it moving.
Yeah. Can you talk about the importance of reading in science that's played for you? I know that's a very broad question, but that was something that I had to learn along the way, is that you have to keep your mind active, right? You have to keep things going. So, I mean, just can you develop more on the importance that reading played a role in you being able to learn the science that you had?
Okay, thanks for asking that. I was certainly challenged to read things that did not interest me. And some of the social theory that I had to read in some classes and some of the English literature, those things didn't grab me. And so I was not a fast reader of those things. I had to really kind of apply myself. And nowadays, with so much information and media online and on the screen, I'm not really a screen-oriented person. Kind of had that phase of my life. I feel like I'm done with that. But the ability to, you know, I like scanning book titles at the library, scanning magazine titles. And if I see something that grabs my interest, even if I didn't know I had that interest, then I'll pull that book off the shelf. I typically take home 6 to 10 books every time I go to the library. I might partially read one or two of them, and the rest, and then they all go back. I'm just like skimming to find some things that catch my interest. Mm-hmm.